This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says economic survey shows that India's fast-moving reform express is on track despite global challenges. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said economic survey, which was presented in Parliament yesterday, showcases how India's reform express is moving forward with consistency and purpose. Prime Minister said the survey reflects the strength of India's economic foundations and the government's continuous efforts to drive growth, innovation and inclusive development. He emphasized that sustained reforms over the years have helped strengthen the economy and build confidence among investors, businesses and citizens. India's innovation ecosystem has shown strong and steady progress over the past few years, with the country climbing to 38th position in the Global Innovation Index 2025 from 66th in 2019. The economic survey said. The survey highlights how government initiatives in manufacturing, research, startups and technology have helped India emerge as a growing global hub for innovation and industrial development. World Bank President Ajay Banga said India has demonstrated that it can show exceptional growth. Talking to media persons in Bhubaneswar, he said India will absolutely achieve growth rate as projected in the economic survey. He said the level of infrastructure investment that has happened in India in the last 10 years is quite admirable. Mr. Banga said skilling population in India will be important to reach the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
If you want to be Viksit Bharat by 2047, then this kind of facility, this kind of skilling effort, this kind of devotion of people who run facilities like this is very important. Skilling our population in India is going to be very important. You have 12 million young people becoming ready for a job every year. If you skill them the right way, then you can get them the opportunity to work in a state, in a city, in a village, in another town, and in countries overseas.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today offered tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, Revered Bapu always laid strong emphasis on Swadeshi, which is also a fundamental pillar of the resolve for a developed and self-reliant India. Mr. Modi added that Gandhiji's personality and work will forever continue to inspire the people of the country to walk the path of duty. The nation is remembering and paying tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On this occasion, a Sarva Dharma Prarthana will be held at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi. Bangladesh's ready-made garment RMG exporters are set to face intensifying competition and mounting price pressure in the European Union after the EU and India concluded a landmark free trade agreement that will grant Indian apparel products duty-free access to the bloc. According to reports published by the Daily Star, the EU-India free trade deal announced on Tuesday and expected to take effect in 2027 will eliminate the existing 12% tariff on Indian clothing exports. Citing the free trade agreement FTA sealed between India and the EU recently, United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres underlined the need to support multipolarity, emphasizing that global problems will not be solved by one power. The UN chief stressed the need to support multipolarity for a stable world in which peace can be sustained. Mr. Guterres also emphasized that global structures and institutions must reflect the complexity and the opportunity of the new times and realities. The European Union, EU, has designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as a terrorist organization over Tehran's crackdown on nationwide protests. EU's Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said that foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 8 wickets at Kottambi in Gujarat last night. Chasing a target of 144 runs set by UP Warriors, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 147 for 2 in just 13.1 overs. The Indian equity markets traded lower early today as the metal stocks plummeted under pressure. Sensex declined 370 points, Nifty Midcap 100 declined 0.81%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.